two assembly members have the virus and are recovering. Both the assembly and Senate say they are working out ways to have members come to the Capitol to vote on legislation, but to also stay safe and help prevent the spread of the illness. One of the ideas is for 10 or so members to come to the chamber to vote, then return to their offices so the next 10 could come in and cast their votes. Senate Deputy Leader Mike Gianaris, who was at the Capitol, says lawmakers will try to agree on as much as they can remotely, including many items in the state budget, and then come in to vote. But he did not rule out leaving out some big-ticket items, like legalizing marijuana, for later.
We're trying to be incredibly efficient this week, to only come in as necessary, but in that short amount of time, do as much as we can to move the state forward. And so if we can agree with the parties on other issues, we should agree to it. And if we can't, then we'll have to deal with it another time.
Gianaris says another big challenge will be closing a multi-billion-dollar deficit. That could grow as the state spends more health care dollars treating those sick with the virus. He did not rule out a proposal on raising taxes on the wealthy to help pay for it. The public is barred from the Capitol for now for safety reasons, so lobbyists and protest groups cannot come to offer their views on the spending plan. Gianaris says many of the issues have been discussed for months and the varying positions are already well known. And he says there's always phone and email. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.